This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
So, Mother is the new, with an exclamation point, it should be noted in the title, is the new Darren Aronofsky film. For those of you who are not familiar with his work, it's the lighthearted films such as Pi, Black Swan, The Wrestler, and The Fighter, and probably his most renowned, darkest film, Requiem for a Dream, came out in the year 2000. So Aronofsky's movies are a bleak and depressing view into the struggle of being alive. What we have with Mother is his first attempt to move outside his traditional genre in something more of a horror movie. Mother at once becomes instantly the most interesting movie of the year and joins a very, very short list of some of the most interesting films ever made. Certainly generationally intriguing films such as probably its closest approximation is The Natural Born Killers and Clockwork Orange in terms of the sheer people walking out of the theater just dazed and wondering if they should talk about it, not sure if they liked it, not sure if they hated it. So that fine line between worst movie you ever saw and best movie you ever saw, Mother is right on par with one of those two. And with Jennifer Lawrence and Javier Bardem, you might actually find your way into this movie theater and not realize that you're about to watch a twisted horror fantasy of what is ultimately a meditation on the oppression of motherhood, the domestic terror of being a woman in the world, and also the sheer just haunted houseness of something that probably places third on the all-time scariest haunted houses, up there with the Overlook Motel from The Shining and the apartment from Rosemary's Baby. So you're hearing a lot of Rosemary's Baby, Shining, Clockwork Orange, so you get the idea that it is a movie that is hard to sit through. A little bit about the plot. So the movie opens on the word baby, question mark. There's going to be some spoilers here. Ultimately ends with someone having had their baby ripped out of their arms and pulled apart by an angry crowd and then eaten alive, or not eaten alive, eaten after just nearly having been alive. But, and that's maybe one of the things that's hard to watch about the film, but the movie does is it takes the haunted house, much like the apartment in Rosemary's Baby and the lodge, the ski lodge in The Shining, and it animates them and gives it a living, breathing organism. The poet, which is also a portion of the film, is just a meditation on narcissism and the creative impulse itself being made from the ashes of destruction. Javier Bardem's character has suffered through a fire and uses his creative energy to sort of push everything that had been burned up into this sort of crystal, because of course pressure and destructive forces cause diamonds as well. And he writes a poem over the course of the film, and also during the time we see this sort of fantasy of what a housewife might feel as horror as she slowly watches her husband bring home house guests unannounced and then lets them stay overnight, and then those people tend to be more people, then there's press that arrives, and ultimately what started out as having one person over for a visit turns into literally hosting an LA riot situation in the main floor of your house that you've been trying to fix up. So it's hard to explain in 2 minutes. This is not going to be the most efficient film for thought, but just know that this house goes way bonkers. Actually is a living, breathing organism. As she touches it, you can see actually her heart sort of disappear and harden as she pulls away from her partner. So the tension between the two of them also is part of the horror. It's the horror of connection, the horror of a love dying out slowly, and the terror of destruction, which is also the genesis of creation. And this is also a soliloquy on a biblical allegory. Goes through creation, the creation myth, and also the Cain and Abel fable. So enjoy. There's a lot of movie going on here. probably more than anyone is used to, and so multiple viewings may be in order. It might be impossible to have multiple viewings without at least covering your eyes or your ears for part of it. A horror movie that actually does the thing that horror movies often aspire to but rarely achieve, which is to create a palpable sense of horror that is lasting in the Hieronymus Bosch sense.